Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Or did you take it all apart?
No, I'm using my usual setup. You want to make me co-host so I can do the backup?
Yeah, you record the backup because the last thing I want is to have to do this again tonight. I'm just like you, Greg. I'm sleepy as a...
All right.
By the way, this podcast is brought to you by the letters A, D, H, and D again.
Is it?
Well, I took my meds really early because I had to go to work early. So, yeah. Which means that there's nothing left, Greg.
Oh, Bradley, it is a Friday night. It is the 15th of August. Last week, we were in La Belle Provence. This week, we are in Beantown. And Brad, as I sat here tonight and watched part of this show, I asked my wife a very important question. And Brad, I'm going to ask you the same right now.
Yep.
Who do you think paid $60 for beers tonight? And with that...
Oh, you got a Sam Adams beer.
I'm breaking out a Sam Adams Summer Ale in honor of tonight's SmackDown.
Okay, so that's a great way to start. I have a couple of bits to do, so let's play a theme song.
Cast and sports entertainment is Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the Hub. I am Brad, the Dad, riding shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg, Father Veltham.
Bless you, my son.
And we're drinking because it's summer.
It is. It is. I'm guessing technically this is illegal right now because this is American beer in Canada.
Yeah, but you bought it before the tariffs.
I hope it got pulled off the shelf. And
I was like, I hope so. You bought it before the tariffs, brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you can't get it now. It's locked in a warehouse. Actually, let's be honest. You couldn't even get it in Nova Scotia for the last few years anyway. So,
yeah, well. That's a whole different kettle of fish. So Gregory, you're drinking a good beer. How was your week?
I've had a interesting week. I've been on vacation this week.
Oh, good for you. And yes. Did you guys drive all the way to PEI to get a t-shirt?
I did not. In fact, that would have been today. But I did not drive to PEI for a t-shirt. I did, however, we did have an interesting week because... And we're still in the middle of it right now, but next week, hopefully, I'll be coming to you from my new studio in my house. We're in the middle of doing a little bit of renovations here and restructuring some things. And we spent this evening building a new desk and gamer desk and gamer chair for my son for his new his bedroom, which I sent to you a little bit earlier, Brad. The desk we ended up finding at Costco today. That was the last one that they had, and got it for a super good price. And so that was this evening. And tomorrow, the rest of the week, and now we'll finish setting up our office area / studio. And next week when we chat, I'll be hopefully coming from there.
Oh, cool. Well, that should be lots of fun. So I learned today that sleep deprived Brad without ADHD drugs, as they've worn off, is a stupid Brad.
Okay. Did what was the financial penalty for Brad being stupid? For
this? $0 at least.
Oh, that's not so bad. Like, because there's such thing as this ADHD tax, right? Where you do something stupid or buy something stupid.
When your drugs have worn off. I don't go on Amazon. My drugs have worn off now.
Okay. Well, tell me about it. What did you do?
Whoa. Now we're going to side quest. Side quest. Because you know what I did buy?
We're full on ADHDing here.
So do you know that scrolling signs inside of your car are illegal in Nova Scotia?
I did not know.
I do now because I bought one and put up my new car so I could make funny signs to say to people when they drive and I get in front of them and they've pissed me off. But you're not allowed to do that in Nova Scotia. So it's there in my car, but I can't turn it on.
Why is it that we've banned them? Hold on. Our Highway Traffic Act is like 40 years old. It still requires us legally to toot our horn when passing a vehicle. How the hell did someone think that scrolling signs in a car is illegal 40 years ago?
Apparently they've updated the act so that we don't have to tutor. We still have tutor horns, but we can't put up scrolling signs. I just wanted to have it so that like I could tell people to things like that when they made me mad. I feel like I might have to beep things out in order to keep this PG, but that was my last F-bomb, I promise. At least that's my intent. So my son goes out this evening. He's going to go visit a friend and he goes to turn on the car and it makes the click, 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 it won't move sign. So first of all, I'm cranky with him because I had to move. He didn't park on the street like he's been told to when he comes home from work. He parked in the driveway because he has the old car and I have the new car. So now we've got the old car in the driveway that doesn't work and the new car is on the street. So it's like, we'll have to figure this out at some point. My wife takes him to he's going out for supper with the buds. Fine.
Yeah.
So my brother-in-law comes over. He's handy. I'm planning to take a nap after supper. My wife's like, well, I'm taking the daughter out for ice cream. She did something important today where she accomplished a task before she goes away for 2 weeks for work. Fine. They're going to go but I have to stay awake to deal with my brother-in-law who comes over and the damn car starts.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with the old car.
Right.
So
what did your son do?
Nothing. He's already at his friend's thing. So I go back into the house. I call my wife. I'm like, the car's working. She's like, well, what did you put it on the street? Of course I didn't put it on the street. Why would I put it on the street, Greg? It's working.
Right.
So I go back to the car, try to turn it on after my brother-in-law has left with all of his tools to fix it. Click, 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 click.
Call him, tell him to come back.
At that point, it's like, I knew what it was. We knew what it was. He's like, the alternator is gone. Hopefully it turned over that twice. He's like, it'll turn over maybe once more, maybe twice more, drive it to the garage, get it fixed.
Yeah.
Well, he was wrong. It had two turns and we wasted them in the driveway without moving the car. So I put it in neutral and I push it onto the street like an idiot.
That's fair. Did you push it onto the street or just like...
It rolled onto the street and then I had to push it into position because my wife wanted to parallel park it in a very specific spot. And by the way, when your car doesn't work, your power steering doesn't work either.
No, it doesn't.
So, and neither of us can parallel park well, as we established with during a recent outing with, a friend of the show, Joe Aguinaldo.
Yes, that's right. That sometimes is a challenge.
We don't parallel park in Nova Scotia. It just doesn't happen. No. All right, Greg, I feel like I should add a segment. I don't know if I have a fancy song for it this week, but it feels like the right segment to do in wrestling right now. And the question is it a work?
Is it a work? I'm assuming we're talking about Karrion Kross.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, it's not a work.
You think he actually got his ass fired?
I don't think he got his ass fired.
Well, he didn't get re-signed.
He didn't get re-signed. I mean, what he has said on Ariel Helwani was that, you know, he was given 24 hours to sign a contract and there was no contract for his wife and they pulled it after the 24 hours. So, yeah, I don't think it's a work. I think it might turn into a work down the road if they do come to an agreement in the future, but I doubt it at this point.
So they might. Okay, you grab that headphone.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'm going to get ready to share my screen with you.
Okay.
I disagree, Greg. I think it's I think it is totally he's playing it up. I believe nothing anymore. Thank you, Seth Rollins. I hope that he comes back, but yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. If he shows up at TNA, then we'll definitely know it's work because that means he's on her WWE deal and he's just gone to the minor league for a while. Or there's a AAA show this week.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll show up there.
Never know.
Maybe he'll get added to the Mega Championship match and he'll win the Mega title.
Anything is possible at this point.
Okay, I have another question, and you have some explaining to do. As some people know, Triple H and Stephanie appeared on TMZ Pictures this week.
Did they? I didn't know.
You liar, I sent them to you.
Oh, is that what you sent me to make sure I was awake?
Yeah, because I sent you a picture of Stephanie in a bikini.
You did, in fact. And what did I say?
What did you say?
I said, I like her, she seems smart.
Yeah, except I have photos that I purchased from TMZ to keep them off the internet so that I could put them up on this podcast. Damn right you should be thanking me. You know exactly what I'm talking about, you bastard.
Yeah, catch and kill. Yeah, that's me. That's why I was off this week.
Greg, why are you here in this picture with Stephanie in a bikini and you with no shirt on?
No comment.
No comment, my ass.
No comment. All I have to say is Mamma Mia.
Here we go again. Well, if in 18 years from now, there's a musical where there's a song about who's the daddy, Greg, I got a bad thing for you. I'll be your Maury. I'll sit on the stage and open up the envelope and say, Greg, you are the father.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This episode isn't brought to you by the letters A, D, H, and D again.
Yes.
And for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, you can see that the picture of Greg and Stephanie in the picture. And not Greg and his Stephanie, but Greg and his other Stephanie.
I was going to say that's going to be in this week's thumbnail, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I figured.
Also going to be in the Facebook group. And I feel like you should show that picture to your wife or maybe not show it to her.
Listen, I can't say much more than what's already been said about my relationship with Stephanie. So without having to get lawyers involved. So I think it's best if I leave it there.
The question is which Stephanie?
That's why I
the lawyers.
Well, that's why I figured I would phrase that the exact way I did.
All right, let's start this because it's time to get the Rolodex of jokes out, Greg.
This has gone off the rails already, but you know what's nice? And I'm in Netflix, I swear to God, if you screw me next week, so help me, Jesus, we're gonna have some words because next week we're in Dublin. If that show doesn't come on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to be goddamn pissed.
Yeah, isn't it the PLE next weekend? Or weekend after?
No, it's weekend after.
So they're doing a European. Are they doing like a full on European tour? Okay.
Yeah, I saw at the very bottom tonight that it said next Friday night it's Dublin.
Great. So, then the following week should be in Europe too, so we can have some afternoons.
That's what I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping that's what we're going to get.
All right. So, recap number one. The MFTs are on the way to the ring, and they show how Sammy beat them in Montreal but got jumped on Raw.
Yes. And Brad, I can confirm. We are 3 o'clock Eastern next Friday night.
Hot damn.
And then 2 o'clock Eastern on the following Friday.
Oh, my God. Well, I plan to take those Fridays off already. So.
All right.
Let's call this a win and another win. So my family trauma is here, Greg.
Yeah, we're talking.
Oh, wait. Actually, given. Transfer. Yeah, or given the state of your photographs, my family therapy.
Yep, probably going to need that. Mm-hmm.
So, Greg, apparently Solo's pissed because people keep getting his business. So then he does this whole stomping thing. And I intended to get up from my nap a little bit early because I was taking an earlier nap so I could tweet along with the show and maybe do put some funny videos. If I'm putting out a funny video for this episode, it's going to be the bobbleheads.
Is it?
Do you know what did you not watch? You have to watch this clip back or maybe never watch this again. The two idiots in the background, GC Mateo and Tamatonga, who are just nodding their heads as Solo's talking. They look like bloody bobbleheads.
I did not pay that much attention to that, Brad. I'm not going to lie to you.
So then I'm like, wait a second, what is he stomping on? And I realized that this episode is brought to you by King of the Hill.
It is.
Can we do a King of the Hill podcast for the next 3 weeks?
No.
Okay. You don't like that show?
Not really.
The new episodes were really good. I highly recommend them. They're on Disney Plus here in Canada.
Fair.
So Sammy comes out and it turns out that he wants to thank Solo because he has been relieved of this desire to be the world champion. You know, he was getting too focused on that. He needs to set his goals lower, Gregory.
As we probably all should from time to time.
And he realized there's one other title that he's never won, which is the U.S. title. So now he's on SmackDown. He's been traded over, and now he's going to go after the U.S. title.
I'm curious to find out what they traded for.
A sack of beans.
Maybe. They are in bean town.
Oh, well done, Greg. Anyways, this, of course, the MFTs have already left the ring, but they jump back in. They start beating up Sammy. Down comes Jimmy, down comes Solo, and the ghost of Teddy Long comes out, even though he's not dead, and says, holla holla, player, it's time for a six-man tag.
Yes, that's exactly what we got.
So that's our main event, Craig. Because you know what? Does that mean that USA would have been, the last 20 minutes of USA would have just been Nick Aldis coming out tap dancing if this didn't happen?
There's a distinct possibility that could have happened, yeah.
Or a dance party breaks out with him and Teddy Long and they're both doing, Mac Milton comes on and then they both start shuffling.
That would be nice, but that's not what we got.
See, this is what happens when you get the ADHD. So, yes. Chelsea Green and the Seared Hervis are in the back and Byron's got a question and he basically is being frisked by Piper.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, I'm not going to lie.
Chelsea talks about being dropped on the cake and the Secret Hervis is going to get the win and they're going to take out Alexa and Charlotte and then they're going to confiscate the titles. And next time Byron needs his credentials.
That's right.
So this next episode of Part of SmackDown is brought to you by Alzheimer's. When you forget what you just watched, recap to MFTs and the not new bloodline are fighting.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Is this the new old bloodline? Because it's two members of the old bloodline plus one member of the new bloodline.
It seems more and more that way, doesn't it?
It feels like every once in a while we just have another Samoan we need on the show. And Sammy, I don't care if he's from Montreal. He's basically a Samoan. He's the redheaded Samoan.
He really is.
Alexa Bliss versus Piper Niven is our match. Chelsea is out there. I love the fact that Wade and the announcer and Joe at some point under duress salute Chelsea Green.
Can you blame him?
Not in that dress. Matt Cardona, you have overshot your coverage, sir. And Matt we Cardona, salute you.
Matt Cardona definitely was saluting from one way or the other.
Oh, by the way, hey, do you remember when she got dropped in a cake last week? I don't, because I have Alzheimer's. For frick's sakes, this match all starts with the Lily doll in the corner, and Charlotte has to save Lily from being grabbed by the Secret Hervis.
Oh, you're not going to believe this. My MacBook is trying to install an update. I don't think I can cancel it. That's going to force a restart.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. So you're just going to go away and I'm going to recap this by myself.
I'm going to see if I can join through my headphone.
Just when it restarts, you'll just disappear for a minute and then we'll.
I could be 20 minutes, dude.
It'll be what it'll be. We'll be fine.
Oh, wait, we'll just, no. I think maybe it's going to leave it be. Okay, cool.
It'll restart during. Look, there's another ADHD fiasco. It's like, look, even your MacBook was a side quest tonight.
Yeah, it does want a side quest heard.
So, why? What's with the Lily doll? Like, are they selling these? Are they selling a Charlie doll?
Oh.
Crack research team, get on that.
Let's get her crack research team on that. Hold on. Let me see what we can find.
Okay. And meanwhile, there's a fiasco on the outside that eventually leads to double distractions. The Seared Hervers lose. She gets rolled up. But after the match, they beat up Charlotte and then they flatten with a Glory Bomb and a Vader Bomb on Alexa Bliss. So I guess the Seared Hervers are number one contenders, even though they can't beat them in singles matches.
It seems that way.
And lots of Lily dolls.
If they can be found, yes.
And Charlie dolls. Like, you know what would have been a much better ending to this? Would have been if they lost because one of the Seared Hervers stole the doll and it distracted Alexa.
That's impossible. Like, that could have worked.
Instead of, we can't beat them. So we're going to have them win and still have the other women get title match. Okay, so we have Jay in the back who's arguing that she technically pinned Tiffy at the show, but the referee was knocked out and Tiffy took advantage. And then Nia comes in and she wants a title match because that's gone so well for her challenging Tiffy over and over again. And Tiffy basically says, fine, I'll beat Nia and then I'll beat Jade again and it doesn't matter. I hope this doesn't lead to a three-way.
It seems very much like AA's definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
While you putting two terrible wrestlers in the ring with one good one and expecting the match to get better?
So, legit, this is really weird. WWE Shop keeps giving me access denied.
All right, let me see if I can find it. WWE Shop. Okay, I'm on WWE Shop. Let's see if it'll work for me. And then I'm going to look for... Oh, I'm getting an offer, Greg. My favorite is that they're getting John Cena shirts. They better be selling the same damn shirt when he goes back next time. This is a Dublin shirt on the front one. I was like, for freak's sakes, if they were selling the John Cena shirt and he wasn't even in town tonight, I'd be pissed.
I really thought he was going to be. I mean, it is Boston after all, right?
Alexa. Let's see. There's an Alexa Bliss Funko Pop. There's an Alexa Bliss Big League Pillow, 16 inches. There's an Alexa Bliss Pain Plushy Bleacher Creature. No, I don't see I'm going to check and see if they still sell the doll.
A Lily doll. Oh, do you know what? It works fine in Safari, but not in Chrome.
Whatever. Okay. I'm Lily doll. Yeah. I'm just going to type in Lily doll and see if we can find it. This is a group. You know what? This doesn't make a very good podcast.
Yeah.
You're going to like it. You guys are going to listen to our nonsense and like it. Damn it. This nonsense is brought to you by the Raw Dogs, Randy C and Eric B. They side quest, so can we.
It's something.
Yeah, I didn't see it there either. I'm sure some bootleg Timu site has it for a very good price. You know what?
If you can get a Timu Jesus, then surely to God, you can get a Timu Lily doll.
Right. Well, maybe the next time you're in Greece, you can see if there's some in the souvenir stands over there.
I could try. I have.
No I would plans appreciate right it.
I have no plans right now to head that way.
Well, you check with one of your Stephanies and see if one of them will go vacation with you in Greece. I didn't say what. Yeah, no comment. I'll get it. The lawyer will. No, I'm going to get a cease and desist letter at this point.
Why do you keep trying to get me in trouble?
Because I am off my meds. Next step, we're getting to Miz and Mello versus Fraxium. Greg?
Yes.
I forgot how shitty Fraxium's song was until they played it.
Yeah. Do you know what? It seems like tonight was the night that I noticed the most of the death rebelling that I've noticed in a long time.
Oh, I have more to say about that later, because there's some very bad examples coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently Mello has a hometown advantage, and the crowd immediately are chanting for Mello.
Hoping that he doesn't miss.
Oh, speaking of somebody if you would have been fast forwarding, you might have missed and blinked if you blinked. Dexter Lumis came out. Why?
I don't know. There was a couple of them.
Yeah, they were like in the crowd.
Yeah.
Why? They didn't do anything.
I don't know.
Fly all the way to Boston, guys, buy $60 worth of beers and stand in the crowd.
Listen, if you and I had gone to this tonight, I mean, we're not at the segment yet, but if I'll save that. I'll save that because I would have been pissed.
Well, there's a particular segment. I know which one you were thinking that you'd be pissed for. Okay. All right. Anyways, this match has a great start. We get the dive train. We then get into a crazy sequence near the end where we have Frazier and Axiom hitting their finishing move, and that gets broken up by The Miz, who runs into the ring and jumps off of Frazier's back and DDTs Axiom out of the jump. Frazier and Mello hit a lion from the lion's salt position into what was that, a Spanish fly? Like, it was wild. Yeah. These guys were busting out moves. The highlight of this was at the end, we have our good old friend Mello fights off the two members of Fraxium. He then hits a spinning cutter off the top rope, and he gets up for his nothing but net leg drop, and Miz quickly blind tags in and hits the skull crushing finale for the win. And he's so mad. Like, Miz is so excited, and Mello's just like sulking. Dude, you bleeping won. You beat Fraxium. What are you mad about?
Yeah, that's so. This is obviously, we're going to see this over several weeks to set up, you know, this breakup. So fine, whatever.
They're going to get a tag title shot and then break up.
Probably.
Do they get the tag titles and then break up, or just a shot? Distinct
possibility.
Wow. So, Greg, this match. And then, by the way, Cody got hurt last week. Dramatic recap.
Oh, you bet your ass fast forward through this.
Hope you didn't fast forward through free time with Kiana James. Kiana James, let's give her a card because, hey, you know what? You could end up having me represent you and have Julia have your back. And I guess if you're not with them, you're against them because Julia's coming for her. And then Meechan's been trying to call Kiana James to get a match with Julia. Why, Meechan? We know what happens. You challenge for the US title and you fail.
Okay. So this is where I've got to stop right here, because this is the segment, Brad, that if you and I had traveled down to Boston and this is what we ended up getting to see of Tiffany Stratton tonight, I would have been livid.
Two segments, never in front of the crowd. We would have got to see about as much of her as her former boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess.
Ludwig Kaiser, what have you done?
I don't know.
You know what he's done? I think we can hook up our buddy. Eric B, paging Eric B. Tiffy's available, Eric B.
Eric B has his own collabs he's working on right now. That's all I can say.
But I'm bump. All right. Drew McIntyre comes out. So he's mad because he's there. Also, side questing, today I was out for lunch with my boss because we were doing a filming project. His wife came over to do makeup for him for the filming. And I said to him, man, I was like, it's so hot today. I should have wore shorts. But I know that's not office attire appropriate. But so I might just have to start buying some kilts for the summer. To which he said, well, I can't say anything about that because that's part of your culture. And I'm like, oh, man, utility kilts. I'm getting me some Drew McIntyre specials, Greg. Leather kilts.
Yes, you can. You can't. That, to me, though, they feel like that would stink.
Probably stink, but also if you wear them like a true.
Yeah,
especially if you wore them as a true Scot in this sticky weather.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he can say anything about me not wearing underwear. Could you think that would be an HR violation?
I don't know. I don't know. But this segment is how we got tonight's episode title. Because tonight's episode title is called It's All Drew McIntyre's Fault.
Goddamn, it's all Drew McIntyre's fault. My favorite part is we got a recap as part of this promo. Like, he re-showed the thing we just saw. Again, this episode is brought to you by the Raw Dogs, Eric B. and Randy C., who cover Raw, so we don't have to. Also, by Alzheimer's. I'm not laughing at people with Alzheimer's. I'm just saying, like, at this point, this show is made for people with Alzheimer's. If you forgot something happened last week or forgot it happened a segment ago, we got you covered.
Yeah, it's... This one, definitely. Boy, I don't know.
Apparently, management is hiding Cody's medical update, or maybe he's just gone off to film a movie. Wink, nod, wink. And Drew feels bad for Cody because he cares what the people think. And then he walks us through the crime scene. And the fact that, actually, Cody attacked him after the match and tried to put him through the table. And I like how he said, try to put my arse through a table. And so I fought back and I'm the bad guy. Well, Greg, is Drew the bad guy?
Duh.
He's wearing a kilt. How can you hate him?
I went with the song.
You're a bad guy.
What about the movie? Now is going in my head.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie The Bad Guys. Guys 2, and now in theaters.
No, I'm going with I'm the bad guy. Duh. Da, 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 da. Yeah, sorry.
Is he the bad guy, though?
I don't know, but all I can say to you is that it's all Drew McIntyre's fault.
Sure. You know what's not Drew McIntyre's fault? The two worst examples of being deaf-rebelled.
I was going to say, me being over in Greece?
Well, that is definitely... That is either Stephanie's fault or Stephanie's fault.
Do you know what? That is an accurate statement.
That one he will confirm, folks. Street Profits get asked about their match in the back, and MFT point out that they don't win anything and that they've had their shot at the titles. So the MFTs won shots at the titles. Greg, then for some reason, the camera just stays running and some silhouettes in the background.
Yep.
So Tama Tonga is still MIA.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe he's got to join. Well, if he joins the new and old bloodline, then we're 4-on-4.
Maybe.
It looks
Eric Rowan was in the background.
Oh, you think that was Eric Rowan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's just Eric Rowan being creepy. Okay. Never mind. I thought it was another random Samoan.
No. But this little interaction made me laugh because they made fun of all the ridiculousness of the three-letter abbreviations.
MFT, yep.
The DIY MFT, like the Street Profits just went off.
Yeah, they were funny tonight.
Yeah.
So, Greg, before we get into the match featuring DIY and the Street Profits, and I go off on Def Rebel for a second, I got a fun thing for you. So we also saw BFAB. So I don't know if you heard this week, BFAB had one of her former stablemates released.
Yes. Yes, the same time as
Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Because they were all re-signed. Do you remember which stable BFAB was is now the sole survivor of?
Yes. It was the one with Ashanti the Adonis and with our friend from Hidden Treasures.
Yes. And at one point, former AEW champion.
Swerve Strickland.
Right. Swerve was in there when they were in NXT, got brought up and they all got released.
Yes.
Okay. Just so you know, since you can't remember the name, you will in 10 seconds.
Okay. Hero.
You can definitely tell that was not made by Def Rebel.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. Hit Row, yes.
Although it does follow the Def Rebel challenge. It does pass the Def Rebel challenge.
It does.
Which is, what are the keys to making a good Def Rebel song?
Screaming the name of it off the top.
Or their catchphrase. That's your alternative one. And yeah, then taking a cool beat and somehow making it suck.
Making the most generic sounding thing so that everyone else sounds the same.
Yeah, they have like, it's like they have like GarageBand and they have like 25 beats and they didn't download any extra ones. They just keep mixing and maxing the same. Like if I would say to you that everything is either in like, there's like three different rhythms they use too. Like it's like 4/4, an 8, a 4, an 8, and a 16. I don't think they use anything outside of those four beats or three beats. Yeah. So like, screw you. That song was so much superior. I just think about like, when I hear DIY come out, I'm like, remember when Johnny Gargano had this Rebel Heart song and Tommaso Ciampa had his.
I believe we got a sound effect for that.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. Remember when Johnny's song was "This Rebel Heart"?
Yeah.
Or Tommaso Ciampa had "No One Will Survive," and Street Profits had this song that's still in the video game because it's actually good. By the way, all of the music for all these characters in the video game is the good music.
In 2K25.
In 2K25, yes. By 2K26, we're Def Rebel is going to be like, yeah, give us the monies.
So legitimate, I don't have 2K25.
I have it, but I bought it for my PS5, and now I kind of wish I would have waited and bought it for my Switch.
Fair.
So anyways, because you can handheld play. So Ford gets beat up for a while. He tags in Dawkins. Dawkins house fire. He then gets beat up. And we end up with all kinds of craziness. I lost track of some of this match. And at the end, Street Profits win by hitting the sky high into a frog splash. BFAB took a nasty bump in this one. And Candace hit an amazing, like, hurricane rod of that didn't matter because her men can't win.
That's fair.
So it's only a matter of time before Melo Dome Miz have to face the Street Profits.
Yes, I'm going to say in 2 weeks' time.
Maybe three.
Maybe.
So Melo goes in and we think he's going to ask for a U.S. title match, but he gets cut off by the Miz. And Nick Aldis is already talking to Motor City Machine Guns. And basically, the line of the night goes to Motor City Machine Guns and say, are you him or are you his? Pointing at the Miz. I'm like, well done, Motor City Machine Guns. You guys can't cut a promo, but you can cut a line.
Yeah, that's that was fun.
They goaded Melo into a match because they're just two guys who met in catering, Melo and Carmelo, or Miz and Carmelo, and they're going to have to face the Motor City Machine Guns. Next week
in Dublin.
Right. And that would probably mean that we'll probably have the MFTs fight Street Profits and the winners will face off in this unofficial eliminator tournament.
That's a distinct possibility.
You know what we need now, Greg? I feel like we need Tama Tonga to return. He can team up with Jacob. Jimmy and Sammy can rejoin as a tag team. Because we're real thin on this side for tag teams on SmackDown.
We really are.
If only we had four more tag teams.
That would make life so much easier.
Next year's SummerSlam will feature, will not feature six teams. It'll feature 16 teams.
16 team ladder match. That's going to take the full night one.
It'll be the whole night one. It'll be, they'll do a steel cage, TLC match, elimination style. So once you get.
No. I'm not going to do it. We're going to do War Games TLC elimination style. So you can have the two rings. So if you get 16 guys, 16 teams, that's 32 guys. You need a lot more real estate.
As long as they can leave the cage, because the TLC will take place on top of the War Games cage, and the ladders will have to put up on top of the structure so you can climb up and get the thing.
War Games double rings, Hell in a Cell.
Right. Where you have to escape the cage and then climb it up on it and then climb up a ladder to get it.
Oh, so you want the cage and Hell in a Cell?
Yes. Now you just
doubling it.
So we do Hell in the Cell, we do the cage with the Hell in the Cell, and then you have to get out of both, climb outside up to the ladder on top of it, and then climb up.
No. I got it.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, double rings.
Yep.
Steel cage, Punjabi prison match, Hell in a Cell over top with the championship above Hell in a Cell.
I like it. The only thing I might suggest is we could probably throw the Inferno gimmick in there. Just
I was just thinking that.
Exactly.
We could, but now do you think it would hurt with the bamboo? Like, do you think it'd catch on fire? I mean, we're very fire conscious right now.
Yeah, would the bamboo catch on fire? What if the rings of fire are to keep you away from the ladder in the center? So there's a ring of fire up on top of the Hell in the Cell.
Oh my God, we've got to stop this and keep going, because
this is we have just booked, like, somebody's going to AI generate this video, my game match. It's like, yes, we have accomplished so much. Anyways, we're going to get six man tag after we get. I thought this is what you were pissed about, actually. Not only there was no Tiffy, John Cena and Logan Paul couldn't be bothered to show up in Boston. So we just get a recap.
So I was thinking about this as I kind of expected we were going to see John Cena tonight, but then I remember his final match is going to be in Boston, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, apparently we're going to not do that in early December. We're going to do it and counter program World's End at the end of December.
Holy crap, are you kidding me?
Well, that's I guess you heard the other one that they're going to potentially counter program.
Yeah, Brock and John Cena against All In's next week. So All Out.
In Toronto. Yeah.
So the boys can cover All Out. We'll watch the WWE show. That's the end
of September, yeah. September 20th, I think.
That's fine. The boys can cover All Out. It's in their hometown. We'll take the WWE show. We'll watch the whole WWE show. Do a podcast before they even finish the AEW show.
That's probably not.
We could do a 2-hour podcast and it would still be shorter than all of the AEW stuff combined.
Yeah, probably. Let's.
So this is where I got slightly distracted. I worked on the AI. So my notes for the main event won't be very long, Greg. So good news. R-Truth's in the back and he's so happy John Cena's back. He gets asked about that. And then, oh my gosh.
This is where we ended up getting the, because you asked me last week about Aleister Black and confronting R-Truth.
And he did confront R-Truth. Like, I was freaking Notre Dame. And then R-Truth left the scene and in came Ron Killings.
And do you know what? I love this. I love that we have like two distinct persons. Depending on which way his hat is facing, is whether we get R-Truth or we're getting Ron Killings. Because once he turns the hat backwards, we're full into Ron Killings mode.
Yeah, and he turns off the fun-loving party guy to the psycho.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? He's, without having to change his wardrobe, other than his hat turning stiff directions. He's pulled a Faces of Foley.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack and Dude Love all in one package.
Yep. I love it.
And then that way he can do a Cactus Jack match and then he can go back to being Dude Love while he's resting up from those bumps. Great. Works.
Yeah.
We get the best of both worlds. So yeah, that's going to lead to their match next week. So new old bloodline versus My Family Trauma. And I love the
therapy.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely trauma. But before that, I like how Jacob's in the back and it's not like Jacob and Sammy are friends right away because Sammy's like, hey man, thanks for helping me. He's like, I didn't help you. I came out to help Jimmy. Well, I'm cool with Jimmy. Can I be cool with Jimmy? You? He's like, just keep this dude away from me. Yeah, what I mean?
I don't understand this because we saw photographic evidence of Sami Zayn, Sami Uso,
yeah,
hanging out with Jimmy and Roman when they were younger. So how is it that Jacob has no idea who this, you know, Sami Uso is?
Also, they were all on that yacht in Stephanie's places when they did the interview with the bloodline.
Oh, really? I don't know. I didn't watch it.
All right. Well, I assume that you're very familiar with that yacht. It's one of Stephanie's yachts.
Listen, I cannot comment on yachts that I've been on with Stephanie or any time that I'm in the water with Stephanie on various forms of propulsion.
Or flotation devices.
Yeah. Stephanie and her flotation devices.
No comment.
I cannot comment on that without getting myself in serious trouble.
By the way, I find it funny that a guy from Quebec was making fun of how somebody talked.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
So we have the MFTs, Sammy and his new Samoan buddies. Sammy gets beat up. This whole match, Sammy gets destroyed. And then at the end of the match, we get a big tag to Jacob. Jacob goes nuts. He's beating everybody else up. Eventually, there's another hot tag, and Sammy comes in and finishes everything off with a Blue Thunder bomb, and he does the Huluva kick for the win. So I like how he blocked the Samoan Spike with the Huluva kick as well. That clever Sami Zayn. So he wins. This is over. They celebrate. At the end, he's embraced by his cousin. His cousin remembers that they're cousins, and Jacob and Sammy hug. Sure. This is, everybody goes home happy.
Everyone does in fact go home.
So who do you think? I think the dark match, they put in Tongaloa and they brought in another Samoan and they made it an 8-man tag, Leia.
Yeah, that's what I think probably happened as well. I think they probably yeeted.
Jay came out and they yeeted for it. You know what? They didn't even need to have a match. Jay just came out and they all yeeted for like 25 minutes.
That's where I think probably happened.
All right, let's take this to the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
SmackDown synopsis is brought to you by The Hub, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts, including our flashback episodes. You can find They Talk Too Much, the SmackDaddies, the Draw Straws Raw, the best damn Raw review on the internet, and all other shows here on The Hub. Greg, last week we were incredibly positive to the point that I may have heard from one of our viewers about how positive we were. And I feel like, I feel like we have, you have a reputation to maintain. Are you going to be positive tonight?
Obviously, I've been on vacation this week, so I'm in a pretty good mood. So let's see.
You've been on a vacation playing with flotation devices. So I understand that you will definitely be in a good mood. So let's talk about Solo's promo that brings Sami Zayn and the bloodline back together. What do we think of this?
Yeah, I think we can keep this.
We're going to give that one a big old... Yeah! I actually just think I just figured out what we traded away.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to get a Sami Zayn sound effect.
Yeah, you're going to have to get, whoa, let's go. Drew McIntyre, R-Truth had a really good one tonight too that I meant to message you to say that you should grab.
Which is?
I can't remember the line of what he said, but he said something in his promo that I was like, oh, he's Brad's going to grab that.
I will go back and grab whatever smart ass thing R-Truth said before he turned into Ron Killings again.
Yeah.
Chelsea Green, I'm going to put the promo and the match together, Greg.
Chelsea's promo and the match. Yeah, I think so. I think we can keep this. Let's salute Chelsea.
I love Chelsea Green. Also, I just realized as I played Chelsea sound effect there, she has also been dev-rebeled.
Has she though? Because I think that was Piper's.
That's the Cedar Hervis's music. Okay, I hope that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Fact check for next week. So next up, Greg, it's Tiffany Stratton, Jade, and Nia.
I hate this. I'm sorry, Brad, but I got to do it.
Yeah, she didn't come out in front of the crowd. So Greg's happy he didn't go all the way to Boston to see Tiffy.
No. I had a full enough week with my own.
You've traveled far enough this week.
I have traveled far enough. I have, seen what I have seen. I have done what I have done.
Hey, Greg, how about Fraxium versus Melodome Miz?
Yeah, I like this.
You are the greatest of all time.
I don't know if I go that far.
But I would say that Miz better damn well get his own wig in the Hall of Fame when he gets there.
Yeah.
Because that man, just his tag teams alone will need. Can you imagine how long that's going to be? I'd like to thank all my former tag team partners. The list just comes rolling off the stage.
I'm a 10-time tag team champion.
I know when he said that, I was like, they're pretty much with all exclusively with different tag team partners. Like I know him and Big Show have two, and I think him and Johnny, what's his name, have a bunch. And by the way, I didn't know his name was Johnny Nitro in WWE and John Morrison, but I think Johnny, what's his name, is probably the right way to call him at this point.
Yeah. Didn't he have one with Jericho as well? And
Jericho and yeah, he's had a lot of gets around, man.
Yeah, he gets around. Speaking of getting around.
Oh, I had more Tiffy time for you.
Yeah, we're going to keep this one.
Yeah, because we didn't have to see the other one.
It's Tiffy time.
I thought you were going to say this one we're keeping just because you really, really, really also enjoyed the other one in this shot.
Yeah, the James.
Mia Yim, come on. I know you're a big Mia Yim Meechan fan.
Oh, yes.
Drew McIntyre, yes. Where we got this from? How do you feel about this?
I think that this needs to be cut a little bit. I think we need to superstar this because we don't need to see the same clip played again and again.
I 100% agree with you. I think that was, it's not that this was bad. This was just like a lot.
Yeah.
Over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Street Profits versus, Street Profits and MFTs in the back.
I think we need it just to see just the Tala Tonga part and him being scared by Eric Rowan. So, yeah, I think we can keep this.
This is exactly why I say I'm all gas, no brakes with him.
He's all gas and no brakes. This show has been all gas and no brakes. DIY and the Street Profits.
Yep, we're going to keep this.
Wow, Greg, I'm like running out of happy ones.
Acknowledge me.
That's nope. Try that again.
What? Try it again? Oh, you're right. That has to be.
This rebel heart.
There we go.
Yeah, well, sorry, I hit the wrong button. That makes me one of these.
Dummy, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he brings that back. LA Knight, that was he when he was Eli Drake from TNA. That was he used to walk around like a dummy. Yeah, I'm like that's gold. Oh, I know what you're cutting next, Greg. I'll get my hand on the buzzer. John Cena and Logan Paul recap.
Well, since I didn't watch it myself, yeah.
God damn, Greg. It's truth. Speaking of which, what about R-Truth?
What about R-Truth?
Slash Ron Killings and Mr. Black.
Oh, yeah, we're going to keep this.
Staring at your championship, calling it your precious.
Actually, you know what, Greg? I hit again wrong sound effect. Here's what we should have done.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
That he is. That he is.
Creating his own Mick Foley gimmick. Okay, and then MFTs versus the new and old bloodline.
Do you know what? I think we can actually cut this.
Wow, that was not what... You're right, because all it really did, if we would have had them just cut a promo and got into a fight and then had Sammy kick, take out it, yeah, you didn't need all of this.
No.
Also, they're kind of like, I feel bad for Jimmy, because it's like Jimmy's so far down the pecking order, he can't even win the U.S. title.
No, that's kind of fair.
He is behind, he is the third man in his own, in the sixth man on the good guy side.
Yep.
Is he behind Tal Tonga on the pecking order?
Distinctly possible.
JC Mateo. Is he at JC Mateo level?
I don't know. I mean, what have we seen JC Mateo do since he's come to WWE?
Look tough, nod his head a lot today, and a tour of the islands a few times. And then, yeah, of course, be cannon fodder or the putty patrol whenever Tal Tonga has to save Solo.
Yeah.
So that's your SmackDown review. Overall, Greg and I will say this is a show you should go back and watch.
Yeah, it was an okay show.
And even better if you cut the four or five things we cut. But Greg, next week, you're going to have to like cut a whole bunch of shit.
Brad, I doubt it, because next week we got a Supper Time SmackDown.
Ah, Supper Time SmackDown.
Right? Well, so like I'm going to probably be out on my back deck if the weather's nice. Barbecue going, and probably going to record outside. Maybe it'll be my new setup. I don't know. We'll see.
We're going to play it by ear. And with that, my friends,
yeah, player.
We'll see you next week for another exciting review from the Smack Daddies. For Greg, I am Brad Dad, Greg Father Feltham. We'll be back. Goodbye, my friends.
the outer limits of your